Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Welcome to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven.
And Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going, man. We're here punching it out.
Yeah, we are on the grind. And now that we're back in the same room, being able to actually do this the way we want to, we're going to try to get back into releasing a little bit of extra content for everyone. I know you guys asked for it at the beginning of the whole shelter in place deal, but then me and Kyle had to shelter in place, sort of, so it kind of threw a wrench into our project. Anyway, we are back at it for you all. These little mini mysteries, as we're going to call them, are going to be short, not very long. We're not going to do any of the listener submitted stories or the shout outs on these because we save them for the weekly releases, our Monday releases. But we thought we'd just dive into some weird shit we looked up and pass it on to you guys in the middle of the week because that's what we do.
Hell
you
yeah.
Guys are dope and deserve it. We will plug the business. Check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Come over and hang out with us. Talk it up with other people that like the show, other Hollow Skites, bunch of weirdos over there. Share memes. Share weird articles you found, share cryptid pictures, whatever you got, share your weird experiences. We want to hear it all. It's a good time over there. Everybody has fun. You guys crack me up on the Facebook page. As far as the YouTube goes, subscribe and check us
out.
Dig it. If you do have a weird experience, Kyle's going to tell you how to get it to us.
I am going to tell you.
Tell us, Kyle.
You can call us at 1-877-800-HOLLOW and leave us a little voicemail. You can use your smartphone and get on the voice memo recorder app dealio, record your story in full, then go ahead and email it to hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also write a story out, send it to us. You can message Steve. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, just get it to us.
Got a story and want us to read it, talk about it, listen to it, just send it on over. That's all you got to do.
It'll be dope. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, hop on over there and leave us a 5-star rating and review, and we will shout you out on our full-length episodes. So that's cool. We like to hear from you guys. All the kind words, definitely a confidence booster, and it's just cool to hear some feedback.
For sure.
So tonight's mini mystery, where are you going with it, Kyle?
I was trolling around the other night on the interwebs and stumbled across a weird little story. And it has to deal with basically objects coming from outer space to Earth and having some type of writing on them.
So what you're telling me is aliens are trying to submit their paranormal encounters to our podcast.
Pretty much, yeah.
Via these writings.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly where I'm going with this.
Dope. You should have let me know about this.
Sorry. I like to spring things on you and keep things fresh.
Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah. So on a sunny day in 1908, there was a young man by the name of Willie McKinnon.
What up, Willie?
Yeah. He was out doing his normal chores around the house when all of a sudden he began to hear a very loud noise. Almost like a freight train or something was just careening toward him. He was looking around for it, couldn't see nothing, but noticed that it started to get louder and louder. So one would, you know, assume that whatever this is getting closer and closer. Then all of a sudden, something flew right past him, barely missing him, and slammed into the ground about 8 feet away. And it literally knocked him on his ass. Willie got up and went to investigate what nearly killed him, thinking it was just an asteroid, which would have been a spectacular find in itself.
I love he's like, I'm just going to, I think it was an asteroid. I'm going to go over there.
Gotta go check it out, bud. but as he got closer, he noticed the crater was about 10 inches in diameter, which is, you would think that would be relatively small when an asteroid flies over your head and hits the ground. But who's to say this asteroid wasn't the size of a golf ball?
True.
Okay, but I am pretty sure it was a little bit bigger than a golf ball. It doesn't really say the size of it, but as he looked into the hole, the object that was in the hole was a perfect sphere. Adding to the mystery, the object itself seemed to have some type of glyphs carved into it. And as any smart kid would try, he went ahead and tried to pick the fucking thing up.
I bet it was hot.
It was really, really, really hot.
That's usually what happens when you careen through the atmosphere at like 37,000 miles an hour.
Exactly.
However fast they go.
So he, you know, it was obviously way too hot for him to pick it up and remained that way for, as he reported, over an hour and a half. So he must have come back several times, tried poking it or whatever, and was like, yep, still too hot, not picking it up. He finally got it picked up and then took it home or took it inside. Him and his father then tried to decipher the glyphs on the stone. And it never, the story almost halfway ends there. There was some type of fucking mining company that was trying, you know, found out about the story, tried getting a hold of the father to investigate it and everything else. But Willie's father wasn't having any of that shit. He kept that stone hidden away and refused to work with anyone. And if you asked him about it, he became very confrontational. So I guess he was basically worried that somebody was going to take it from him. So nobody really knows where this stone is at. You know, a lot of people think that Willie's father basically kept it hidden. He's got it stashed away somewhere, and no one can find it. I tend to think that it could be highly possible that shit was confiscated.
Oh, yeah, especially something of that significance.
That's what I'm saying,
Were there
man.
Any pictures of it?
Not that I found.
Did they draw any sketches of the glyphs or
no,
anything?
No, because I guess the dude was so crazy fucking secretive. He wasn't trying to let anybody have anything. And if some,
I feel,
if some government agency came in, they're taking all that shit anyways.
I feel like it's just like these two country bumpkins, Willie and his dad, are out there, and this asteroid hits, and Willie's like, hey, Dad, look at this golf ball rock I found with these crazy drawings on it. And his dad's like, bring that shit over here. I'm about to decipher it. Like, this is the chickens fell in the well. Holy shit, Willie.
He's straight out of Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Go get these chickens out of the well. Don't be chewing on the golf ball, Willie. So weird. Like,
it is weird. And then, but that happened in 1908, so there probably wouldn't be very many picture takers around that time, I would assume. Mm,
that's true. I just love, like, it cracks me up. It's like, I'm going to decipher this, son of a bitch. Bring that shit over here.
That would not be the first thing I would want to do with it.
Bring me my reading glasses, boy. That's clearly a picture of a buffalo, and that is a macaroni and cheese box.
These aliens are telling us something.
Yeah.
Boy, this came from space. Now, I tried looking around as much as I could to find more information on this story, but I ended up stumbling across a mysterious universe, and apparently there was another case that was kind of similar to this, but kind of not. You know, they kind of say that it is super similar, but I don't. The details aren't quite there. But anyways, the actual case was published by a website that I don't... Oh, yeah. The website was called Message to Eagle, which is a weird fucking website name.
Hey, Holocult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
On November 14th, 1865, edition of the Brooklyn Daily Eagle, a man named James Lumley was out trapping near the Great Falls of Upper Missouri when he saw a bright light falling across the sky. The wind picked up and he could smell sulfur. He found the debris trail that this object had left and followed it to the source. He found a stone divided into compartments that had hieroglyphics on them. And there are some reports that some of this stuff looked like glass. And James Lumley was convinced that whatever was written on this object was written by a human. Hmm. Didn't say why he thought it was written by a human. He just said he was utterly convinced it was written by a human.
Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, were there recognizable symbols on it?
I don't know.
You know, like, oh, these clearly look like hieroglyphics from Egypt, or these clearly look like Sanskrit from...
I don't know that he would have known much about Egypt in 1865.
I mean, Egypt was still there.
I'm not saying that it wasn't there. I'm just saying that James Lumley, the trapper, probably didn't know a whole lot about Egypt. Just throwing that out there.
You're probably right.
Because if I was a trapper in 1865, I ain't known shit about no pyramids and no glyphs.
No. You just want to...
Just find me some furs.
Catch the fur. I'm out here trying to catch this fur, and they keep throwing these writing rocks at me.
But I mean, you know, some people are like,
I wonder if there's any...
Is it basically another civilization's
trash.
That, or you know how like we sent shit into outer space? Is this their shit that got sent into outer space to try to make contact?
I didn't think about that. How human civilization luck would that be that aliens finally send us a message, and who finds it? Willie and his dad and old Trapper Jones over
there.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any recent accounts of this kind of thing happening.
I don't know. I'd have to look into it some more.
Because I tried Googling it while we're sitting here, and you don't find a whole lot of information.
No.
I hate that there's no pictures or no drawings. Like, if I found something like that, the first thing I would do is I would try to draw the images I saw.
I would be trying to sell it.
To, like, write them down. Well, you would sell it to the Smithsonian.
I'm about that money.
That's true. You're always on your grind.
That's what I do, man. That's what I do. But it would be... Imagine finding that fucking thing. And it's got some weird ass... I mean, obviously, my first thought's going to be fucking aliens.
Well, yeah. I mean, it came from outer space.
Right?
Who else is going to send it?
Exactly.
Time travelers, maybe.
It's possible.
Oh, that'd be shitty, too. Evidence if someone travels all the way to the future and they're like, you know what? I'm going to carve this shit on this rock. And I'm going to go back in time and try to... hopefully someone sees it and it's proof of time travel. And again, old Willie finds it.
Or it's like the...
And his dad hoards it.
It's the equation to save humanity's future.
Yeah.
And Willie finds it and he's like, I'm keeping this shit.
Yeah. This is going on the mantle, boy.
You want to read it? Fight me.
There it goes. Gone.
So it's just a couple of little weird stories that I found, and
it is bizarre,
isn't it?
I hate that we don't have pictures of it, because like, I know I just talk shit on Willie and his dad, but the first thing I want to do is look at it and be like, you know what, I could probably solve this motherfucker. I probably figure it out.
I'm good at figuring stuff out, guys.
All hopped up on Monster and my brain's running in overtime, gonna figure it out. Was that a NASCAR?
Yeah.
Dope.
That's what your brain sounds like.
So, yeah.
A monster.
That is what it sounds like. That was our little...
But hold on.
Wait.
Where do you think...
I'm not wrapping it up yet.
Where do you think the objects went? Namely, Willie's. You think he stashed it away successful?
His dad?
Where nobody found it ever?
I don't know.
Or did somebody snatch that shit?
People back then were weird. They like to like rat hole bury their shit.
That's true.
It might be in a mason jar out in Willie's backyard.
I literally pictured the same thing. Willie ain't nobody gonna find this. Sticks in his mason jar.
Yeah.
Cinches it up.
Bury it by the 17th fence post to the west corner of the property, Willie. And if you think about it, 1908 was a long time ago. Think of how many buildings that were around in 1908. That aren't around now.
Yeah, I mean,
he could have left it on the mantle and someone just think, look at this piece of gravel, and just bulldozed it down with the damn house.
That's true.
Or somebody could have stole it.
Yeah.
Who knows? It depends. I mean, I don't know.
It'd be awesome to find something like that.
It's just so bizarre.
I'd probably put it on my mantle, too.
You just told me you'd sell it.
If I didn't sell it. I mean, I'd put it on my mantle until I had a buyer.
Yeah.
So let's just put it that way. But the government would probably come in and steal it from me anyways. So, I mean, I'd probably be better off trying to put it on eBay real fast.
That's true.
Yeah, because I don't have Facebook, so I can't sell shit on there.
Nah, you'll probably get robbed.
Yeah, I mean.
That'd be my luck. Hey, I found this alien writing, and someone would be like, yeah, I'll give you like $10 million for it. And then I get there, and they'd be like, or you just give it to me. Cool.
Because I got this gun.
I mean, all joking aside, weird shit like that pops up a lot. Maybe not necessarily writing and stuff, but there are accounts of out of place, just weird shit. Like, I don't know. I think there was one in Illinois or somewhere that's really super controversial, that this guy was either digging or he was digging in a cave and he started finding all of these stones that have carvings on them. And they started out just being like carvings of people, carvings of buffalo, and then it just kept evolving to the point to where there were petroglyphs of dinosaurs and mythological creatures and all kinds of shit. I'll do some research on it and we'll do a do an episode on it.
But it sounds awesome.
It's super controversial. Like, a lot of people think that this dude was just making them and burying them and digging them up for popularity's sake, because I think he started selling them and all kinds of shit. Well, but it's,
I mean, only a dick would sell
it's
them.
It's bizarre. That's true.
That is as you true. Look at me.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I probably would sell them.
I just, like I said, I hate that you can't see the glyphs.
Yeah, it does.
Because I want to know what Trapper Jones saw on there to make him think this is human. Humans did this.
But I mean, that's no different than the glyphs they saw on pieces of the Roswell crash. There's no official pictures of those.
Yeah, that's true.
Official.
But they did, right? Don't they have drawings of them?
I think so. I think some sketches? Of the people did. But, dude, no offense to Willie and his father, but, well, no, I guess they would have known how to read and write if they were trying to decipher them.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, this looks like the Bud Light logo. Whatever beer's around at that time.
And like, Willie Sr., did you...
Probably Buffalo Piss.
Did you copy the glyphs you found on that space rock? They're like, sir, all we have is a bunch of scribbles and tobacco juice from a corncob pipe. Says Willie was here.
I love it.
That clearly is you, Willie. You wrote Willie was here on a rock and you threw it in the yard. Oh, shit.
That was too fucking funny.
Kind of went on a love it. Funny tangent.
Love but... our job.
It is bizarre, though. There would be so much more credence to it if we had a little bit of evidence.
Yeah. It could be that Willie and his dad are just fucking crazy and made some story up, and same with this old trapper dude.
I'm a firm believer that kind of shit happens, though.
I wouldn't doubt it. There's probably more of that out there than we are even aware of.
Think of what if they send out... I mean, the world's a big place, and there are a lot of places where people don't venture regularly. Well, I wonder how many more of these are in the ground. That nobody's...
Oh, there's probably quite a few.
Across. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
So, yeah, that was our little mini mystery
for
this week. We put it in here. We had a little bit of fun with it. It wasn't too serious. We don't try to take ourselves too seriously, but...
No.
If anybody's stumbled across any kind of petroglyph or any kind of weird writing that you found, like, out hiking... I know we've got all kinds of bluffs along this area, and there are actual petroglyphs relatively close by. They're thousands of years old.
Yeah.
If anybody stumbled across any, took some pictures of it, feel free to share it with us. Please be respectful of it, but feel free to share,
definitely.
Share it with us.
Don't destroy it. Don't be a dick.
It'd be cool. It'd be cool to see. So on that note, we hope you enjoyed our mini mystery. We're going to try to do a few more of these. To release in the middle of the week, probably on Thursday, maybe on Wednesday. We don't actually know. We're just going to surprise you and do whatever we want, because that's what we do.
Word.
So until next time, everybody stay safe, stay weird, and if you find a damn alien space petroglyph, take a picture of it or write down what it says.
Yeah, don't bury it by the 17th fence post.
No.
Please.
Shit.